The power is steady today. The shelves are bare anyway. You open the freezer and feel cold air spill out like time buying you one more chance. On the counter sit jars, bags, trays of food that will not forgive mistakes. This is not about tradition or nostalgia. This is about control. Heat, cold, and dryness are the only things standing between food that feeds you and food that harms you. Every method promises safety. Every method carries risk. One wrong temperature, one shortcut, one assumption that sounds harmless. Food preservation does not fail loudly. It fails quietly, weeks or months later, when the seal breaks, the freezer warms, or moisture sneaks back in. You are not preserving food for comfort. You are preserving it because waste is expensive and hunger is louder than fear. The rules are simple. The consequences are not. Chapter 1. Canning under pressure. Scope. You are using heat and a sealed container to stop food from spoiling. That is the deal. Canning turns fresh food into something that can sit on a shelf for months or years without power. It works by destroying microorganisms and locking food away from air. There are two approved paths. Water bath canning handles high-acid foods like fruits, jams, pickles, and tomatoes with added acid. Pressure canning handles low-acid foods like vegetables, beans, meats, and broths. There is no safe overlap between the two. If you choose the wrong method, you do not get a warning. The food can look fine and still be dangerous. This chapter covers what canning does, which method applies, and how to run the process without shortcuts. You are not chasing flavor. You are controlling risk. Safety. Canning safety is not flexible. Low-acid foods must be pressure canned. This is non-negotiable. The reason is botulism, a toxin that grows in low-oxygen environments when acid is low and heat is insufficient. You cannot smell it. You cannot see it. Boiling a sealed jar after the fact does not make it safe. You follow tested recipes and processing times. These are not traditions or opinions. They are lab-verified standards published by authorities like the United States Department of Agriculture. Altitude matters because water boils at lower temperatures as elevation increases. If you ignore altitude adjustments, your food may never reach a safe internal temperature. Inspect jars before use. Chips, cracks, or warped rims mean the jar is trash. Lids are single use for sealing. Bands can be reused if they are clean and not rusted. You work clean, wash hands, sanitize surfaces, keep pets and distractions out of the kitchen. This is not the time to rush. Tools and materials. You need jars designed for canning, matching lids and bands, and a jar lifter. For water bath canning, you need a deep pot with a rack and a lid. For pressure canning, you need a true pressure canner with a locking lid, vent, gauge, or weight, and manufacturer instructions. A pressure cooker is not a pressure canner. They are not the same. You also need a timer, clean towels, a funnel, a bubble remover, or non-metal utensil, and a way to measure headspace. Headspace is the gap between the food and the lid. It allows for expansion and proper sealing. Too little headspace can cause leaks. Too much can prevent a seal. Steps. Start by choosing the correct method. If the food is high acid, water bath canning applies. If the food is low acid, pressure canning applies. Do not guess. Look it up. Prepare jars by washing them in hot soapy water. Keep them hot until filled. This prevents thermal shock. Prepare the food according to a tested recipe. This may involve peeling, chopping, pre-cooking, or adding acid like lemon juice or vinegar when required. Fill jars using a funnel. Remove air bubbles by sliding a non-metal tool down the inside of the jar. Measure headspace and adjust. Wipe the rim with a clean, damp cloth. Place the lid on the jar and screw the band on fingertip tight. Do not crank it down. For water bath canning, lower jars into boiling water. The water must cover jars by at least 1 inch. Cover the pot and start timing when the water returns to a full boil. Maintain the boil for the entire processing time. For pressure canning, load the canner according to instructions. Lock the lid. Vent steam steadily for 10 minutes to purge air. Apply the weight or close the vent. Bring the canner to the required pressure and start timing. Adjust heat to maintain pressure without large swings. When processing time ends, turn off heat. For water bath canning, wait 5 minutes before removing jars. For pressure canning, do not force cooling. Let pressure drop naturally to zero. Forcing it can cause seal failure or jar breakage. Remove jars straight up and place them on a towel. Do not tilt. Do not tighten bands. Do not disturb them. Let jars cool undisturbed for 12 to 24 hours. Checks and fixes. After cooling, remove the bands and check seals. A sealed lid is concave and does not flex when pressed. Lift the jar gently by the lid edge. If it holds, the seal is good. If a jar did not seal, you have options only in the short window. Refrigerate and use soon. Reprocess within 24 hours using a new lid, or discard. Wipe jars clean. Label with contents and date written clearly. Store without bands in a cool, dark, dry place. Bands left on can trap moisture and hide seal failure. If a sealed jar leaks, bulges, smells off, spurts liquid when opened, or shows mold, do not taste it. Place the jar in a bag, seal it, and discard according to local guidelines. When in doubt, throw it out. Food is cheaper than poisoning. Care. Properly canned food holds quality for about 1 year, sometimes longer. Nutrients and texture decline over time, even when safety holds. Rotate stock. Use older jars first. Inspect before opening every time. Canning is unforgiving because it locks in whatever you did right or wrong. Once the jar cools, the outcome is set. You do not get a second chance later. The pressure, the heat, and the timing are the work. When you respect them, the shelf becomes reliable. When you do not, the danger waits quietly. Chapter 2. Freezing before time runs out. Freezing preserves food by slowing biological activity. Cold does not kill most microorganisms. It puts them to sleep. Bacteria, molds, and enzymes stop multiplying when temperatures stay low enough. When food warms again, they wake up. This is the central risk of freezing. Safety depends on control and consistency, not on the freezer alone. Freezing works best for foods meant to be eaten within months, not years. Vegetables, fruits, meats, cooked meals, and baked goods all freeze differently. Texture changes are common. Safety failures are quieter. This chapter covers how freezing actually works, where it fails, and how to manage food when cold is your only barrier. The safe freezer temperature is 0 degrees Fahrenheit or colder. That number matters. Warmer than that, enzymes and microbes regain activity. Colder is fine. Fluctuating temperatures are not. A freezer that cycles warm and cold shortens shelf life and increases risk. Freezing does not make unsafe food safe. Food must be fresh and clean before it goes into the freezer. If meat sat too long in the refrigerator, freezing only pauses the problem. When thawed, spoilage resumes where it left off. Blanching vegetables before freezing is a safety and quality step. Vegetables contain enzymes that cause color, flavor, and texture loss even in the freezer. Brief boiling followed by rapid cooling stops those enzymes. Skipping blanching does not make food dangerous, but it accelerates degradation and waste. Power failure is the biggest risk in freezing. A full freezer stays cold longer than an empty one. Keep the door closed during outages. If food remains at or below 40 degrees Fahrenheit, it may be refrozen or used safely. If ice crystals remain and the food is still cold, quality may suffer, but safety usually holds. If food warms above 40 degrees for more than 2 hours, risk increases fast. Tools and materials. You need a freezer capable of holding 0 degrees consistently. Upright freezers offer easier access, but lose cold quickly when opened. Chest freezers hold cold longer and are more forgiving during power loss. Packaging matters as much as temperature. Air is the enemy. Freezer burn happens when moisture leaves food and reacts with oxygen. It ruins texture and flavor. Use freezer-grade bags, vacuum sealing, or rigid containers with tight lids. Thin grocery bags are not enough. You need labels and a marker. Date everything. You need a thermometer inside the freezer. Built-in dials lie. A separate thermometer tells the truth. Steps. Start with clean, fresh food. Trim excess fat from meats. Fat oxidizes and turns rancid faster than lean tissue. Cut food into portions you will actually use. Refreezing thawed food is risky and degrades quality. For vegetables, wash thoroughly. Cut into uniform pieces. Blanch according to vegetable type. This usually means 1 to 3 minutes in boiling water, then immediate transfer to ice water. Drain well. Excess moisture creates ice crystals that damage texture. For fruits, wash and prepare. Some fruits freeze better with sugar or syrup. Others freeze dry on trays before being packed. Choose the method based on intended use. Pack food tightly. Remove as much air as possible. Leave appropriate headspace in rigid containers because liquids expand when frozen. Seal securely. Freeze food quickly. Spread packages out so cold air can circulate. Once frozen solid, you can stack them, Fast freezing creates smaller ice crystals, which means better texture when thawed. Checks and fixes. Check freezer temperature regularly. If it rises above zero, investigate immediately. Frost buildup, failing seals, or overloading can cause problems. Inspect frozen food before use. Freezer burn shows as dry, grayish patches. It is safe but unpleasant. Trim affected areas or discard if quality is too poor. During power loss, document times. When power returns, check temperatures before making decisions. Do not rely on smell alone. Thawed food can smell fine and still be unsafe. If food fully thaws and warms, cook it immediately if still cold and within safe time limits. Do not refreeze unless it remained cold. When uncertain, discard. Freezing saves money only when safety is respected. Care. Frozen food has a shelf life even under perfect conditions. Most vegetables and fruits hold quality for 8 to 12 months. Meats vary by fat content. Lean meats last longer than fatty cuts. Cooked meals usually hold quality for 2 to 3 months. Rotate stock. Use older items first. Keep an inventory if the freezer is large. A forgotten package at the bottom is wasted effort. Freezing is a pause button, not a cure. It buys time but demands vigilance. The moment the temperature rises, the margin for error collapses. Control the cold, control the risk. Chapter 3. Removing water, removing margin for error. Scope. Dehydration preserves food by removing moisture. Microorganisms and enzymes need water to grow. Take the water away, and their activity halts. Unlike freezing, dehydration can leave food shelf-stable at room temperature if done correctly. Unlike canning, it does not rely on heat to kill bacteria, only to dry the food safely. The method works for fruits, vegetables, herbs, meats, and even grains. Success depends on temperature, airflow, and complete dryness. Any moisture left behind can restart spoilage later, silently and unpredictably. Dehydration is precise. Too hot, and food cooks or burns, destroying nutrients and flavor. Too cold, and drying takes too long, letting bacteria persist. Too little airflow and pockets of moisture remain, inviting mold. Unlike freezing or canning, errors may not be obvious until storage fails. This chapter covers the tools, techniques, risks, and long-term care necessary to remove water safely and store dried food reliably. Safety. Temperature is critical. Fruits generally dry at 135 to 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Vegetables require slightly higher, around 125 to 135 degrees. Meats for jerky must reach 160 degrees for safety. Failure to maintain proper temperatures can leave pathogens active. Low-acid foods, especially meat, pose the highest risk if dried inadequately. Botulism is rare in dehydrated foods, but not impossible. Proper heat and full drying eliminate the environment necessary for growth. Hygiene and food quality matter before drying. Wash thoroughly, remove bruised or spoiled pieces, and slice uniformly. Uniformity ensures consistent drying. Cross-contamination from dirty tools, trays, or surfaces can reintroduce bacteria. Sanitize all equipment. Work in a clean, dry area. Pest control and airflow management are critical because insects and rodents can infiltrate drying areas and contaminate food. Tools and materials. You need a dehydrator or an oven capable of low, steady heat with airflow. Trays should allow air to circulate around the food evenly. Fans and dehydrators aid drying. Ovens without airflow require periodic tray rotation. For jerky, a meat thermometer ensures proper internal temperature. Racks, mesh liners, and parchment can prevent sticking and maintain airflow. Airtight storage containers, vacuum-sealed bags, or glass jars with desiccants preserve dryness once food is dehydrated. Labeling materials, gloves, knives, and cutting boards are essential. Use separate boards for meats and produce to prevent cross-contamination. Humidity meters can help monitor conditions in your storage area, especially in climates with high ambient moisture. Steps: prepare food by washing, peeling, trimming, and slicing to uniform thickness. Fruits can be treated with lemon juice or ascorbic acid to prevent browning. Vegetables may need blanching to halt enzyme activity and improve texture. Meats for jerky should be sliced against the grain into strips and marinated or seasoned if desired. Arrange slices in a single layer on dehydrator trays or oven racks. Avoid overlapping. Overlapping slows drying and encourages uneven moisture pockets. Set the temperature according to food type. Start the dehydrator or oven. Maintain steady airflow. Check periodically for dryness. Fruits and vegetables are done when leathery, pliable, and no moisture beads when pressed. Jerky is done when flexible but does not snap. Internal temperature must meet safety thresholds. Drying times vary by thickness, moisture content, and environmental conditions. Fruits can take 6 to 12 hours, vegetables 8 to 14. Jerky may require 4 to 8 hours plus resting for internal temperature to stabilize. Patience is non-negotiable. Do not remove food early. Underdried food invites mold, spoilage, and possible illness later. Checks and fixes. Test dryness by bending or slicing. Fruit should not feel wet or sticky. Vegetables should snap lightly but not crumble. Meat should bend and crack slightly but remain pliable. Any soft, moist spots require further drying. Recheck trays. Rotate trays for uniform drying if using an oven. Never rely solely on time. Visual and tactile checks are essential. Store dehydrated food in airtight, moisture-proof containers. Glass jars, vacuum-sealed bags, or foil pouches with oxygen absorbers work well. Keep away from light, heat, and humidity. Even a single exposed piece can transfer moisture and spoil others. Check stored food periodically. Condensation inside jars signals redrying or discarding. If mold appears, discard immediately. Do not attempt to salvage spoiled dehydrated food. Care. Dried foods can last months to years depending on moisture removal, storage, and food type. Fruits last 6 to 12 months. Vegetables, 4 to 8. Jerky, 2 to 6 months. Keep an inventory. Rotate older items first and monitor storage conditions. Exposure to air, humidity, or fluctuating temperatures shortens shelf life. Desiccants and oxygen absorbers extend life but do not remove the need for vigilance. Rehydration requires caution. Soak in clean water, cook thoroughly if required, and check for off odors or textures. Rehydrated food should be consumed quickly. Do not return soaked food to storage unless it is cooked and frozen immediately. Dehydration is less forgiving than freezing. Once moisture returns, microbial growth resumes. Once food absorbs humidity in storage, it can spoil quietly. Vigilance, proper technique, and controlled storage are the only ways to remove risk. The moment food reabsorbs water, the clock starts ticking. Safety and quality rely on your diligence every step of the way. Dehydration is a skill that demands attention to detail. Unlike canning, there is no pressure gauge or boiling time to guarantee safety. Unlike freezing, the environment is not maintained by temperature alone. You control dryness, airflow, heat, and storage. Mistakes are hidden until consequences appear. Respect the process, and dried food will feed you reliably. Ignore it, and risk waits silently, ready to undo months of work in hours.